This is a song about corn nuts, an intensely crunchy snack. It's not about anything else.
When you're all alone and there's no one home and you've got nothing to do, don't despair, just pull up a chair and here is what you do. Bust a nut, grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut. They're lightly toasted and hard as hell. Enjoy yourself, we won't tell. Keep it in your drawers till you're ready for more, or leave it on your shelf. Girls and boys, go on and make some noise while you entertain yourselves. Bust a nut, bust a nut, grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut. They're lightly
Corn Nuts, an intensely crunchy corn snack, comes in 7 nut-busting flavors.
Hey, freaks, it's Monday, February 22nd, 2021. Coming up on the program today, digging out the cold truth of America's most sinister lie, snow. Plus, one man's plea for some frozen chicken schnitzel, scratching the ultimate diarrhea ass itch, and your chewed-off tongue just flew away with the seagulls.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
And boom shakalaka goes right there.
Be careful you don't get AIDS, pervert.
We have to enter the mad dog equation.
Lay that black pipe in my rectum.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Hansen.
Hey guys, Tim back here with you, starting a new week of programs. I got a good one for you today. How great was that corn nut commercial? I don't know if that campaign won any awards, but it should have won them all. It should have swept the commies. Is that the award show for commercials? Unfortunate name, if that's the case. I know there's the Clio Awards, but that might just be for television commercials. That's neither here nor there, I guess. We were playing these corn nut ads for years on the podcast. They aired on West Coast radio stations, and I thought there was just one, but apparently there was like a whole, there's like three or four of these corn nut ads. Here's one. This is like a loungy version of the song.
Get your package out and try to stay calm. Use a few fingers, put them in your palm. Yes, it's gonna be so great when you finally masticate. Bust a nut, grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut.
Every one of these commercials is a minute-long masturbation joke. Like I said, they're all masterpieces. At the top of the program, I want to talk to you just for a few minutes about conspiracy theories. They are proliferating at an alarming rate. Now, until the start of the new millennium, I could only think of two conspiracy theories. One, the aliens, Area 51, that cover-up. And two, who killed JFK? That's it. Those were the only two conspiracy theories in the history of the world. Then things really started to ramp up. First with 9/11. It was an inside job. Jet fuel can't melt steel beams. All that shit, right? And then once Obama got into office, holy fuck, he wasn't born in America. His wife's a tranny. They're running secret military exercises in Texas, preparing for martial law. I can't believe it's not butter is actually butter. Big Butter is trying to pull one over on us. FEMA's purchasing millions of plastic coffins. Remember that? And it just goes on and on and on. Somewhere in that time frame, the idea of the Earth being flat kind of resurfaced. Thought we put that idea to bed once we started taking pictures of the fucking Earth from space and we saw it was round. If you believe in photography, even. I'm suspicious about that, too. I always consider myself to be good looking, but whenever I take a picture of myself, I'm horrified. That can't be me. It just can't. It's got to be coming from another dimension, some sort of like multiverse shit where everything is just a little off or askew. World where my facial features are all fucking warped. It's Mongloid Tim Henson from the planet Earth. So yeah, there are plenty of conspiracy theories. Flat Earth. You know, you also had people sailing around the whole planet. Another indication that it's round. And then chemtrails, that was a big one. It goes on and on, right? Just seems like there's been a huge acceleration in the proliferation of conspiracy theories. Some of them are plausible. They make you think, yeah, the government lies to us all the time. They could be behind some nefarious stuff. But then there are others, other conspiracy theories that are so fucking dumb. When you first hear it, you think, oh, well, this is a joke. No one actually believes this. I've got a girl here on TikTok who is trying to prove to us that snow isn't real. Specifically, the snow that has fallen in Texas. You know, that snow that has killed dozens and dozens of people. Ruined people's lives and homes and shit. Yeah, that snow. I think, and I can't be certain, but I believe her theory is that the government has dumped tons of fake snow on Texas to punish them. Maybe this is all Joe Biden's doing, getting back at Texas for not voting for him. I don't know. So in this first clip, and I've got a few here, she's trying to prove that the snow isn't real because it's not melting. And what she's using to try to melt the snow is a tiny tea light candle. She packs up a snowball real tight, and then she hovers it over the flame.
Snowball?
Okay.
Is not melting, and it's hitting fire. Not dripping at all.
I'm pretty sure. I'm like 90% sure her husband farted right there.
Not dripping at all.
Hear that? Well, I think I've just started a new conspiracy theory. The snow denier's husband beefed on cam. Prove me wrong, yo. All right, but that's not all. Not only is the snow not melting.
Not dripping at all. Turns black. And if you smell it, it smells like plastic. Snow should melt. I don't think this is snow. I think this is manufactured snow. Smell it. It smells like burning plastic.
Maybe it's the candle.
No. Candle doesn't have plastic scent.
I like that the husband is at least trying to introduce some logic. Well, there is black on the snow, obviously from the smoke, from the candle, the soot, if you will. Maybe some of the smell is that and not the snow. Also, I'm pretty sure fake snow has never been made out of plastic. Asbestos? Yeah, but plastic, no. Plus, it's cold. It still packs like snow. It still has every other characteristic of snow in that it's cold. It packs. You know, you can create snowballs and stuff. All right, but we're not done yet. It's now the next day. And she's back outside, this time with a blow dryer, like a hair dryer that she's going to try to melt the snow with. And I should point out that the snow's already melting outside. You can hear it. If you listen closely to the video, you can hear like the dripping of water as the snow is melting off the roof or whatever. So I don't know. If it was plastic, it wouldn't melt, right? Okay, so but she's going to try to melt the snow with a hair dryer.
Someone said do it with a blow dryer. Plugged in. Go get snow.
I love this scientific experiment. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Jill Nye, the science denier.
Science rules.
Rules the weak-minded sheeple. All right, so back to the video here. She packs another snowball and turns on the blow dryer.
I am setting hot.
What the?
No drip. See? On the hottest setting, highest setting. Not dripping. Still a snowball.
And then finally we got this video.
So, just so everyone knows, I turned off comments on my videos
because she didn't like what she was hearing.
As my kids started getting threats.
Well, I'm going to call bullshit on that because calling you a bad parent isn't a threat. And I'm guessing that's what most of the comments were. Like, oh my God, you managed to procreate? How did you figure that out? Because you're so dumb. Are you even fit to be a mother, considering you're retarded? Why didn't you start with something a little easier to take care of, like a hamster? We just want proof that you can take care of a living thing. Your videos suggest otherwise. So here she goes. All right, go ahead. Make us feel bad for making fun of you.
So, just so everyone knows, I turned off comments on my videos because my kids started getting threats.
Yeah, that's why.
People. I don't know how that is mature, but if people have differing opinions, we're not dumb, we're not stupid just because we differ.
Well, that's not entirely true. It depends on what your opinions are. The opinion that snow is fake is pretty dumb, which leads me to believe that you're an idiot. Stop it. Right now, just stop it. It's a difference of opinion. You believe in snow. I don't believe in it. It doesn't mean I'm stupid. Do you see how that sounds? When you break it down, she was holding the cold snow in her hands. She doesn't believe it's snow, though.
I mean, okay, I'm a conspiracy theorist. Do some research on your own. And if you want to keep your opinion, keep your opinion. But don't bash other people for their opinions and their thoughts.
Call me old-fashioned, but I feel like shaming is a powerful tool. And it's getting a bad name lately. Getting a bad rap. Stop body shaming me. Hear that a lot. Gender shaming. I don't know if that's a thing. But some people deserve to be shamed, especially when you hold asinine views.
You don't even know if I was kidding around when I posted those or I wasn't. So just live.
It's hard to believe you were kidding around when you just said you're a conspiracy theorist and you told us all to read up on the matter.
Deal with it. Don't threaten my kids.
And when your best defense is, you don't know me, I could have been kidding. It kind of means your beliefs are laughable when we could misconstrue them like that. But it makes more sense as a joke. All right, so there you go. Just a girl who does not believe in snow. Moving on. I got to say thanks to Torso in the Discord. He provided a link to a very short video. Looks like it's just some German guy streaming, and he got some mail from a fan. He's doing a bit of an unboxing video, and while most of us are not going to be able to understand what he's saying, I think you'll get the gist.
Opening the package now.
Oh, ich trau mich nicht. Du Drecksau! Hat wirklich einer Scheiße geschickt!
Oh, I know that word. I know Scheiße. I think we can all pretty much guess what he got in the mail. That one German guy in the Discord translated some of it. Some fucking asshole sent me literal shit. I don't want to say anything for fear of jinxing this, but and currently I don't have a post office box, but while you guys have sent me a lot of weird, disgusting stuff, thank you for never sending me real human shit. I really appreciate that. I will be getting a post office box once again, and that's largely because I have never received shit from you. I can trust you at least a little bit. Also, last week in the Discord, someone posted a song from Lindemann. I don't know if they're German, too. A lot of German-related content being posted in the Discord. Watch out for that German scat stuff. It'll sneak up and appear when you're least expecting it in the Discord. But this song from Lindemann is called Praise Abort, which I thought was very DV-worthy. Take a listen.
I like to fuck, but no French letter. Without the condom, the sex is better. But every time I get in, a baby cries, and sometimes drowns.
Well, this is a nice setup for a song. The dude likes to fuck raw, ends up popping out some cunt turds.
I hate my life, and I hate you. I hate my wife, and her boyfriend too. I hate to hate
Aboard from Lindman. If you want to hear the whole thing, I will provide a link on the show notes today to the Vimeo video. I've got another short clip here of a man just having a meltdown. As far as I can understand, this guy wanted his friend to come over with some weed and schnitzel. This might be a German guy, too. It's a very German-themed episode of DV today. This guy's very hungry for a chicken schnitzel. And I guess his friend kind of ghosted him.
You said you were going to be here with some food and some lineup.
Oh, well, he's not German. Sounds Australian.
You said you were going to be here with some food and some lineup. Working lineup. I don't care about the weed, bro. I don't care. I'm just so hungry, bro. And I really need you. And you didn't show up.
If this wasn't about chicken schnitzel, I would think this dude is suicidal. Like, I needed you, and you didn't show up. He sounds really tormented, doesn't he?
I'm just so hungry, bro, and I really need you.
I mean, I'm looking at his background like, oh, he lives in a nice house. He can't be totally going hungry. There'll be something in the cupboards.
I'm just so hungry, bro, and I really need you, and you didn't show up. That's something to be bashed for. You didn't show up, bro. I have hunger pains. I don't care about your weed that you didn't get. Okay? I don't care about the weed that you didn't get. Come over with some frozen chicken schnitzels, please, my bro, before I smash your fucking head in, because I was waiting so fucking long for a homie to rock up in my house at 11 a.m.
Why would you treat your bro that way? Leaving him chicken schnitzel-less on a Sunday morning at 11 a.m. That's cold, man. He doesn't care about the weed. He would like the lighter. Those are the two things he's really concerned with. The frozen chicken schnitzels and a working lighter. I love these people who post videos directed at one person on YouTube for the world to see. And that's good. The world should see what an asshole his friend is. We're dropping the ball on him, schnitzely speaking. Oh, that Jewish lady who calls herself the Queen of the Jews posted a video that was really directed at one or two other people, specifically Angie. She's very pissed off at Angie.
Angie, I did not start the drama on Valentine's Day. I only asked you a question, so get your head screwed on straight and get your prerogative straight.
That's why I'm playing this clip. What is she supposed to get screwed on straight?
Screwed on straight and get your prerogative straight. And get your prerogative straight.
I think maybe she's saying get her prerogative. I don't know what the hell she's trying to say. Prerogative?
You know. No shenanigans.
That's right. No shenanigans and get your pierogi straight. Pierogies?
And get your pierogi straight.
Maybe that's supposed to be like a Jewish term. Does anyone speak Jewish, idiot? Please email me. I'm curious as to what the hell she was trying to say. Real quick, before we get into the news, I've got a short story. I've told you guys this before, but I really enjoy problem bowel movements. You know, the kind that gets your stomach all cramping. I don't know. There's something about sitting on the toilet, cramping up, working out, whatever it is inside of you. I like it. I think it feels great. Well, I've got someone here who I think really gets me. We are shit soulmates. Here we go. I love to have diarrhea. One of my favorite things to do is take a laxative on weekends when I have absolutely nothing to do. Well, now you've got something to do. Wait around and shit. And I know I'll be at the house all day. Sometimes when I can't wait the 8 hours a laxative will take, I'll do a salt water flush and I'll be peeing out of my butthole in 30 minutes. I've even found that for me, 100% grapefruit juice will do the trick if I drink half a gallon in a day. There are so many aspects of it that make it one of the best experiences. The first aspect I love is the rush. Just going about my business, and then all of a sudden, I know I might poop my pants. It's an exhilarating feeling, isn't it? See, I don't like that feeling. This is where we differ. If I'm sitting on the toilet and I get that feeling, then that's great. But I don't like near accidents. All right, that it's time to get on a toilet right now and nothing else matters. It's an adrenaline rush. Yeah, it is similar to skydiving, I find. Skydiving, rock climbing, shopping at a grocery store when your laxative hits and you gotta rush to the toilet. It's all really the same thing. It's an adrenaline rush when the stomach starts to gurgle and you know you can't stop what's about to happen. That I'm totally at the mercy of my bowels. The second aspect I love is simply the feeling. I love the feeling of relief I get in my stomach. Amen. I'm back with you now. The feeling of it rushing out of my butthole. And it's one of those good burn feelings in the butthole, too. Now, I don't like the burning sensation. I love that fiery butthole burn. Then when you go to wipe. Fiery butthole burn. Then when you go to wipe, it's kind of like you're scratching that ultimate itch. To put it simply, from start to finish, the feeling of diarrhea has multiple aspects that all feel good. What if I'm reading a college student's dissertation? This is their final paper they're submitting to get their degree. They decided to do their paper on the fiery butthole burn. Give that man a diploma. All right, where are we at here? I'm sorry. There are multiple aspects that all feel good, and all of them have their special place in my heart. The third aspect I love, oh, there's more. Okay, how many aspects are there here? The third aspect I love is the smell. Oh, no, see, you lost me now. It's like when you have a good fart and it stinks really bad, and you kind of sniff it in, and you're like, dang, I just did that. It's your baby. Look what you made. The smell of diarrhea is like I just opened a sewer line right in my toilet, and I love it. It's just a great scent to sit there and enjoy for a minute. A nasty type of good that makes you feel a little dirty. The fourth aspect would have to be looking at what came out. Just standing to wipe and looking at what once used to be a perfectly clean toilet is now black. Just black water with black splatter all around the bowl of the toilet. I love to shouldn't it be brown? Like, you're shitting tar, you got a problem. I love to stand there for a second and look at it and say, dang, look at all the bad stuff I just expelled from my body. That's a great feeling, looking at it and knowing you've just purged. To put it simply, I highly recommend diarrhea. I think the most disturbing part of this story is the fact that the person stands up to wipe his or her diarrhea. You can just stay sitting on the bowl. Just lift your ass up. Standing and diarrhea do not mix. You're going to get some drippage or semi-solid fecal matter tumbling down your butthole and your legs. Just seems like it's all going to result in more cleanup than necessary. But hey, you have your preferred method. You like your diarrhea the way you like your diarrhea. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. If you like this nonsense, this utter stupidity, sign up for the Sideshow and support the podcast. SuperFreakSideshow.com is the address. When you become a true and honorable freak, you will gain access to the entire archive of Distorted View Daily. We've been at this since December 2004. There are thousands, at least 3,000 shows in the archive for you to enjoy. More importantly, every week we do brand new sideshow exclusive full-length episodes of DV. Tomorrow I'll be doing one of those exclusive shows, and again on Thursday. Memberships are very inexpensive, only $6.99 a month, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. All major credit cards and PayPal accepted. What are you waiting for? Step up to the sideshow today. I command it. Y'all know what power I hold over you. Well, do as I say. Breathe in that diarrhea. Look at the blackness of the bowl. Let the sights and the stink consume you. Other ways to support the show, we've got a Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview. You can pledge as little as a dollar over there. If you pledge at least five, you get access to a special voicemail line where I will play your calls first. I do posts occasionally over there and personal podcasts and stuff. Check it out, patreon.com/distortedview. Okay, three very quick stories now. First up, Got one from Arizona here. Coolidge police arrested a man who claimed that he had been kidnapped near First Street and Northern Avenue. Here's the thing, though. He wasn't kidnapped. He just didn't want to go to work. We've all been there. The Casa Grande Dispatch. That just means big house, right? Casa Grande? Like, is it a newspaper all about those who got arrested? Like, you know, the big house. Prison. The Big House Dispatch reported at around 5:25 p.m. on February 10th that police say they found a 19-year-old named Brandon Sewells near a water tower with his hands bound behind his back and a bandana stuffed in his mouth. Brandon told police that he was kidnapped by two masked men. He says the men knocked him unconscious, then drove him around in a vehicle before finally leaving him by a water tower. Here's the thing. That's not typically what kidnappers would do. Like, they would kidnap you and then, like, steal all your money, hijack your car, hold you for ransom or something. You know what I mean? Like, they just took this guy for a ride and then dropped him off by a water tower. That was pretty much it. That was the whole kidnapping. There was no fucking purpose to it. Maybe this was part of some sort of kidnapping on-site training program. I mean, he was taken by two masked men. Maybe one of them was the teacher, one of them was the student. We're just going to go through the motions here. We're going to pick out a guy, we're going to blindfold him, throw him in the car, we'll drive him around a few blocks, drop him right back off somewhere. I'm going to let you take the lead here. I'm just going to sit back and observe, and then at the end, I'll let you know what you did right and what you did wrong. They always say the best way to learn is to do. Practice, you know. All right, Coolidge detectives conducted an investigation that found no evidence that a kidnapping or assault took place. Officers say when they looked at surveillance video to corroborate the story of him being hit over the head and stuffed in the car in front of his home, they saw no signs of his story being true. He also alleged that the kidnapping occurred because of a large amount of money that his father had hidden around town, which was also fabricated. He was arrested on February 17th for false reporting to police. Officers say that Brandon admitted that he made up the entire story just as an excuse to get out of work. Coolidge police say the man was promptly fired from his job at the tire factory. Like, I understand not wanting to go to work and then doing something else, right? Like, I got tickets to the game, but I can't go because I have to fucking work. You know what this guy did instead of working, you know, on his new day off? He bound his hands, stuffed a bandana in his mouth, and talked to the police all day. Dude, just go for your fucking 4-hour shift of changing tires. Or next time when you call off work, use a simpler excuse. One that won't get the cops involved. I have to go for a COVID test. I was in contact with someone. I've got coughs and chills. I don't even understand how this all went down, right? So how did the police get involved? I'm guessing the guy called work and was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry I missed my shift. I was just kidnapped. But how could he call work with his hands being bound and the bandana stuffed in his mouth? Maybe he didn't call work beforehand, but how did police find him? I just don't get what this kid was trying to accomplish here. All right, there are better ways to go about it. Second story we have for you today. Got one from Scotland. James McKenzie spat out a piece of his own tongue onto the street. Okay, I like where this story's going. Started off pretty solid. Let's see if it continues getting crazier. All right, James McKenzie spat out a piece of his own tongue onto the street after Bethany Ryan, 27, ripped it off with her teeth during an incident. A seagull. It does get crazier. A seagull then flew down from the sky and grabbed the tongue bit, making off with it before the injured man could retrieve it. Denver Sheriff's Court was told about the grisly incident, which left the victim maimed for life. And he's probably going to talk with a lisp. Fuck a bitch, tuck my tongue off, and then a seagull ate it and flew away with it. I had the worst luck. All right. Ryan appeared in the dock to plead guilty to the attack last Thursday. Prosecutor Susan Dixon said the pair clashed as they passed each other on the Lathe Walk at around 8 p.m. on August 1st, 2019. My birthday. Ms. Dixon said the pair were strangers, but somehow an argument developed between them. The court heard that Ryan had tried to walk away from the confrontation. Kenzie, though, continued to be aggressive towards Ryan, and he approached her again with a clenched fist. Ms. Dixon said Miss Ryan somewhat oddly responded to that by pushing him on the body and kissing him. That's an interesting offensive move. She kissed him on the lips, and I bet you he returned it. He was like, oh my God, this is so fucking hot. Nothing's hotter than like aggressive, mean, violent sex, right? She kissed him on the lips, and during the course of that, she then bit through his tongue, which caused a piece of his tongue to be removed. Mr. McKenzie walked off and spat out a part of his tongue, at which point the piece of meat was picked up by a large seagull that made off with the piece of tongue. Those fucking seagulls, man. They don't give you a window to pick up anything you drop. They're right there. They're watching you. The fiscal told the court, I don't know what a fiscal is, maybe some sort of lawyer, told the court the chunk of tongue bitten off was approximately 2 centimeters by 3 centimeters in size. So it was like a 1-inch piece of tongue, which doesn't sound very big, but when it's missing, you'll notice it, I think, when you talk. Oh, I'm dying to hear this guy speak. Ryan was later arrested by police, and McKenzie attended hospital for treatment where the laceration to his tongue was said to be oozing blood. The fiscal added he did not require surgery given the piece of tongue was no longer available and could not be reattached. Well, they couldn't like slice off a piece of his asshole or ball sack or something and turn it into a tongue. Solicitor Neil Martin defending said the attack by his client of Lockend, Edinburgh was a very strange incident in the round, but added he would reserve his full mitigation to the sentencing hearing. Sheriff Nigel Ross said because of the serious nature of the incident, he needed to defer sentence for the preparation of reports to later this year. Ryan pleaded guilty to assaulting James McKenzie by pushing him on the body, kissing him, and biting off part of his tongue to his severe injury and permanent disfigurement. Final story we have for you today. Holy shit. Take a look at the album artwork or chapter artwork right now. Or if you can't see it, go to distortedview.com or superfreaksideja.com. It is today's featured image. What you're seeing is like a guy on a bed. He looks just like a normal, somewhat attractive human being. He's smiling, showing off those pearly whites. He's got his shirt opened up and you can see his chest with his nips exposed. He even has some tats and his arm is cut off. What? Yes, his arm is cut off. And you can clearly see he's made of cake. He's a cake man. I would stick my dick in that cake man, I must say. Oh, yes, I'd slather frosting all over my cock. An image of a man smiling on a hospital bed has gone viral after it turned out the patient isn't who they seem. The man is, in fact, Slowthai. Slowthai? Slowthai? I don't know how to pronounce that. I don't know what the hell it is. Apparently, he's a musician. From his new music video, Feel Away, in a bizarre twist, he has a cake for a body, and the image has surfaced online. Several months ago, a bizarre trend of creating lifelike cakes swept the internet. Pastry chefs, artisan cake makers, and even novices flooded social media with images of lifelike cakes. I've seen those before, like babies. You slice right into their little baby heads. One of them was even like raspberry jelly filled, and so when you cut into the cake, it's squirted red jelly. One baker made a cake that looked like a burger, another a beer bottle, and there was even a cake that looked like a picnic. Now, the cake of all cakes is sending Twitter into meltdown after the cake from the music video took off on Twitter. In the picture, the man can be seen smiling at the camera from the comfort of a hospital bed. He appears to be in good spirits as medics work around him, but on closer inspection, something isn't right. Hospital workers are holding something. Cake, actually. And upon closer inspection, it's revealed that the man isn't being treated. He's being served. He's a cake. It was a slow news day, freaks. What can I say? Two images of the creepy cake man's hand close up have been shared on the social media platform. You may have seen it. One of the images shows his entire arm palm down on a hospital bed. Next snap shows the same arm, but cut up into seven pieces of cake. The images have sent the internet wild, with one person commenting, "This is so disturbing." Another commented on the cake baking process itself, stating, "Imagine walking past the oven and seeing the silhouette of a man baking." A third person said, "No way. Nope. No, no, no. We're not bringing this trend back to life." A fourth person said, "This is amazing but horrifying." Other people were lost for words and instead of commenting, shared images of their favorite gifts from The Walking Dead, the gingerbread man in Shrek, and Jaws. I looked up this guy, Slow Thay, whatever, and he's like a white guy rapper. Woke up. British white guy rapper. Broke to a dog in my heels. Run at a joke, couldn't get in my feels. Took time, nobody is real. Can't be my slam, I don't roll with heels. Put a bleeding spine, cause I love. Now I know why I don't recognize his name. Hot meals, I don't whine and die when I'm playing the field. On your shots. Yeah, I think I'd prefer him as a cake, I guess. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Anyways, to contact the show, 206-666-4463. That's my voicemail line. You can always email me, show@distortedview.com. As a matter of fact, someone recently emailed me, Livy, aka Sugar from the DV forums. Holy shit. Remember the DV forums? We have got an old school listener here. Livy says, "Dear Timmy Boo, I've been a longtime listener to DV since whenever the iPod video was released." Holy shit. "And I just got a boring office job so I can listen to your show again. I think the last time I remember listening was before your intro went EDM-y in a couple years. It's always great to have old listeners come back. I want to thank you for the infamous 'I want to taste my butthole' sound bite. From that crying bitch. I've been quoting it forever."
I want to taste my butthole.
What?
I want to taste my butthole.
Okay. My favorite part of the clip is the guy who's just like, "Okay. I want to taste my butthole." What did you just say, you crazy bitch? "I want to taste my butthole." All right. I have no problem shoving my dick in your ass and then your mouth. All right. Anyway, I just want to tell you that Jollibee. Oh, I was talking about that fast food restaurant Jollibee. I was watching a mukbang video and they went to Jollibee and I was very curious about it because they sell like chicken and also sides of spaghetti with chunks of hot dogs in it, which I just thought was the white trashiest fucking fast food of all. But Livy says, "I just want to tell you that Jollibee is from the Philippines." I think I knew that, maybe. "The spaghetti is a big thing in Filipino communities. You should check out Emmy Maid's video on YouTube about Jollibee." Maybe I will. Anyway, I thought it was funny that the episode I started with was covered in shit water because I have my own shit water. House flooded. Oh, wow. House flooded, diaper wearing, insane roommate's girlfriend. Is that? Wait a second. I need to take this one word at a time. "I have my own shit water, house flooded, diaper wearing, insane roommate's girlfriend disaster story. Keep being awesome." And that's where she fucking ends it. What? Tell me the story. Diaper wearing, insane roommate girlfriend, shit water disaster story. Yeah, I kind of want to hear it. Call into the voicemail line or email back, please. Can't leave me hanging like that. Come on, Livy, put on the recording of the diaper-wearing girlfriend shit story. All right, let's check in with a couple freaks here.
Hey, Tim, this is Darman. I understand we have a couple of creators who have been talking about important crossovers between our shows, uh-huh. And I just wanted to let you know, for everybody out there in the Dar fam, that I hope you all enjoyed your shows today. And I think we've all learned important lessons about not judging books by their cover. Things aren't always what they seem. And remember, we're not just making videos. We're changing lives.
Fuck you, Darman. How dare you? Call in and remind me of him. Now I'm going to go looking up his videos. You know what I'll be talking about tomorrow? I'll come on the show all pissed off. Frakes, I didn't want to play this, but it just made me so crazy. You know, this always happens. Like, I just have to share my misery with you.
Hey, Tim, it's Cat Lady. Sorry, I had to take a week off to go crazy, but whatever. You know, just girl things. Anyway, somebody called Wednesday saying they think they've dated my mom.
Yeah.
Because her daughter had a similar problem like I do in my mouth. And I only know of one person that my mom has ever dated that, I mean, dated. That has known that, and if it is that person, they stole thousands of dollars from my mother. This was before she went cuckoo bananas. Thousands of dollars. And months later, we found out that he either had syphilis or herpes in his eyes.
Well, that all sounds like a distorted view, listener. Someone who steals thousands from you and has all sorts of STDs.
Because he went to the same eye doctor that my mom did. If it is this guy, he is about 10 years older than me. So, yeah. If it's you, hi. Call in and say what you chased my mom with down the stairs before she ran away in her red Saturn. Thank you.
Holy shit, okay. Things are getting pretty deep and weird here. Weird for Distorted View Daily. Speaking of which, I think this next call is a Brad Carter one.
What the fuck? Are you guys fucking calling people randomly and making them feel like assholes? What the fuck's your problem? Call me back, motherfucker. I'll be on your ass.
So, again, Brad Carter and the Phone Losers crew like to use my phone number as like the contact info. Like, if you have something to say about this call, call 206-666-4463. And sure enough, that's what people do. As if I'm not far enough behind on these voicemails. Now I got Brad Carter's victims calling in.
Hey, Timmy Bear. This is Hillbilly Buttstang.
Hillbilly Buttstang checking in.
Actually listening to your podcast, and I heard you talking something about the Satanic Temple. Well, I just want to let you know, I myself am a member of the Satanic Temple.
Okay.
No, we don't believe in Satan as a literal figure. You got that right. You did mention Uncle Anton LaVey. He has really nothing to do with the Satanic Temple.
Okay.
Nor does the Church of Satan. Those are two totally different things.
Guys, one of you should really change your name. Just get the word Satan out of there. It's very confusing.
Old rituals and stuff. Kind of as a symbolic thing. It's kind of like a placebo effect. So, I mean,
I thought he said pussy bulb there for a second. I'm like, oh, now I'm interested. It's a pussy bulb effect.
If you want to actually talk about it sometime, have a little interview.
No.
Sure.
I don't
have an interview with Satanists. As a matter of fact, I used to be kind of I'll admit, I was a bigot.
Oh.
Until I actually.
Now I'm interested in talking to you.
Turned into a Satanist. Satanism actually opened my eyes to a lot of things in life.
So, like, Satanism made you a better person.
But anyway.
Interesting angle there.
I have one. Ave Satanus. And,
well,
stay freaky, boy.
All hail Satan. Oh, wait, you don't believe in him. How about hail cock? That's something we can all get behind. Hail cock. Something we all worship. Either our own or others. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the program. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
And get your paragraphy straight.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the show. Don't forget to rate us and review us wherever you can criticize podcasts. I will see you back tomorrow if and only if you are Sideshow members. It's a great time to sign up, superfreaksideshow.com. Otherwise, I'll be back on Wednesday. Until then, have a great day. Bye! Also, do a Google search for little Asian girls' feet. Oh, you'll thank me.
This has been another excellent podcast from the Scribe Media Group. Learn more at scribe.net.